This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, I apologize. I was actually just looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, it's 23 minutes past. So I'm so sorry.
Well, let's get to it because there is quite a lot happening in Israel, and let's get to Bibi's news last night. We were all expecting a very, very dramatic announcement and a lot of speculation about what it could possibly be. And unfortunately, it wasn't as dramatic as he would have hoped it was. There were no stare downs. There were no props. And in fact, there were no press invited to his very, very dramatic announcement. Now, unfortunately, it has become a situation where the Prime Minister has cried wolf, because the next time he says he has something dramatic to announce, he's going to be met with perhaps yawns and people turning off. But last night, he clearly, before the upcoming April 9th elections, is appealing to the electorate. And last night, he used this time to castigate the police and the Attorney General for the investigation into him, and to demand that he gets to face his three accusers or three state witnesses live on television. He says that this is not a bribery issue because no money has changed hands, and that there is nothing to the allegations. Now, if I look at this from a different perspective, this is Netanyahu being the consummate politician and master strategist. He is using whatever tools he has at his disposal to cast a lot of doubt on these allegations. He's also using his current high approval rating to try and cast doubt on the Attorney General, because he knows that elections trump any investigations. So this was a case of the Prime Minister using every tool, every weapon in his arsenal, but he did come across as kind of desperate to try and make his case known. And this comes as more and more parties are formed. I think, you know, if they cannot beat the Likud juggernaut, if they cannot beat Netanyahu, they want to have as much of a spread and as much of a possible opposition or coalition that we can have to try and limit the power of Netanyahu. But it turned out to be a damp squib. And now we have to see whether he will face down his former employees, Ari Harrow, Nir Hefetz, and Shlomo Filber, who have accused him of bribery and graft. And he says, how can you get to the essence of the truth if I can't confront the witnesses? And there are some opinions that this may actually be against the law, or at least against the laws of elections, for him to pull a stunt like this.
So, Rolene, I want to put you on the spot and ask you, if you're a betting person, is Mandelbrot going to indict or not indict? Not holding you to it, I'm just interested.
Well, this places Mandelbrot in a very awkward position, and this is why Netanyahu did what he did last night, is he used this opportunity to firmly snooker the Attorney General Mandelbrot and the police. He says that he has appealed on several occasions to face his accusers, and this has been denied to him, and now he's demanding a face-to-face, albeit on national television.
Doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that, which is why there are some that are of the opinion that we need to check the laws of electioneering, because he could be contravening the law. And, you know, it's funny if you look at how major lawbreakers have been caught in the past. If you look at Al Capone, it was on tax evasion. Yes. and not on what we now know as RICO. Will it be the same for Netanyahu? Can he be scuppered by a small technicality and transgression of the law, or is he well within his rights to do what he is doing? But a massive yawn heard all across Israel last night. And
wow, so it almost could have backfired, this move, this big dramatic move.
Well, it came out really as desperate. And I don't think that it will have any impact on Avichai Mandelbult, the Attorney General. It certainly has kind of put off the electorate, and he did take advantage of his high approval rating, which he has at the moment, because polls have him winning the election if we're to go to election today. But we are still several months off, and we will see what happens on the 9th of April.
Rolene, Israel seems to be heating up, unfortunately, on the security front. Two issues. One, the Givat Asaf shooter caught, and would-be infiltrators as well. And also there's this issue of the PA, sorry, of Hamas, the PA leaving the Gaza border. Have I got that back to front, or is it Hamas leaving? But Hamas threatening.
We do have issues, and we are expecting an uptick in violence as we go through this election process. You know, kol hakavod to the Shin Bet, the Shabak, and the police services for managing to capture 80 would-be infiltrators in a 24-hour period who were armed with knives. And early in the hours of this morning, the Israeli security forces arrested Assem Barghouti, who is believed to have opened fire at a bus stop outside Givat Asaf, which killed two soldiers and critically injured another. This happened without a shot being fired, although the mother of one of the deceased said that it's inconceivable that he should be taken into custody alive. But, you know, we do need these suspects alive, because we gain very, very important intelligence from them. As to the border, the PA have left the border with Egypt, and this comes as yet again internecine fighting between Hamas and Fatah heats up to the point that, you know, we are in a critical election period, and this could impact on our elections. So, unfortunately, even though there are some who are of the opinion that it, you know, it suits Israel to have Hamas and Fatah at each other's throats, it actually doesn't, because Israel inevitably gets caught in the crossfires, and especially now at a very, very critical moment where we are heading towards extremely critical elections.
Yeah, very, very frightening time it is. I think, Rolene, that's where we have to leave it today. We've got to go take news headlines. Sorry we crossed over to you so late. We will speak to you tomorrow.
We'll speak tomorrow.